Jacob, how do you think he's handled this stretcher?
Yeah, you know, obviously we've had some injuries this year to some key players, and it's tough when guys go down. I mean, Troops has been playing great hockey this year, and especially before he got hurt, I think he was playing outstanding. So I think we've handled it really well. I mean, that's kind of one of the things that I think is a big part of why we've had success this year, is we have depth in our within our team, within our organization, and guys have been able to step up and take on some of those minutes that you know, that Troops in this case was playing. So I think we've handled it pretty well, and you know, we've got a great group of guys in the back end that you know, are all just kind of working towards that that common goal, and everyone wants to see each other do well. So it's been pretty good, and obviously when he gets back, we'll welcome him back with open arms.
What are the keys when you play with a new partner? Is it communication the biggest thing, or what are the things you and Tyler have worked on to try to get that, you know, to be in sync, I guess, if you will?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is just game situations. I mean, any player you play with, you know, you kind of start to read off what they do a little bit, how they look going to get a puck. I mean, everyone has different tendencies. You know, I'm pretty fortunate to play with either of those guys. They're both great players, but just the way the guy, you know, makes a play, or you know, maybe you have to expect the puck in a certain area because, again, playing with guys like this, you know, they have the ability to make plays that you know, you have to be ready for the puck all the time. Things like that, little reads that you can make, where the guy's stick's going to be if he comes a little lower, a little higher. I mean, just all those things that you sort of learn playing with one another. And then you also start to build that comfort level where, you know, you can start to make some plays offensively and by using our, you know, our skating that you just sort of, like I said, get comfortable with time and reps and game situations.
Okay, less than a week until the trade deadline's time when names always get made about. But do you guys talk about it in here? About, are there different possibilities, different rumors that are out there?
I mean, no, we just have to focus on what we're doing. I mean, you know, to say just avoid it and don't read anything is pretty impossible nowadays. I mean, that's just the society we live in, and I don't think it's something to shy away from. Everyone's going to see what's written or said, but you know, all those things are sort of out of your control. All you can do is control what you can, and you know, obviously those things are up to people, you know, Chevy and management and different people. So yeah, we just have to focus on some big games here. I mean, looking at the schedule, it's a pretty big week for us. Some pretty big games and matchups against teams that you know, we're fighting with for the playoffs. So we have a lot to worry about, you know, on the ice.
Players are added at this point, and how much is it, as a guy in this room, being a fine balance of, you know, believe someone would be brought in about making sure that maybe they're the type of person that would gel in the room as much as gel on the ice? How important is that, especially because Blake talked about how this is, you know, this is a group that gets along really well?
Yeah, it is. We are a group that gets along really well, and we have great chemistry. You know, everyone hangs out, spends time together, older guys, younger guys. I mean, it's a pretty cohesive group. So, you know, I've been through it before a little bit. You know, when you add a new guy into the room, obviously there's a little bit of an adjustment period, but, you know, it's usually pretty seamless. I mean, you know, guys come in and obviously take some time to get to know everybody, but you know, if that is the case, if new players are added, I mean, you know, you're happy to have them in and you know, have them help contribute towards the team. But again, that's sort of something that you deal with if that happens, if someone's added or whatever. But that's just sort of part of the game and, you know, part of what you have to do in sports.
With the way that this team, so far, are you confident in this group? If Kevin doesn't add any pieces to it, that this is a group that and go for it and have the success that you guys are looking for?
Yeah, I mean, we believe in our group. I mean, you know, I think that we've really had a lot of guys step up over the course of this year. Guys develop within the organization, and yeah, we're confident in our group. We've been able to win and get to this point. I mean, you know, I think we're confident also, though, in the management and you know, Chevy and everyone who's involved making those decisions, that you know, they know what they're doing, and that's why they're in those positions, and it's a big reason why we're having the success we are now. So yeah, we have trust in our group, but you know, trust in those people as well to make those decisions, and it's an exciting time of year.
Josh, you've got a team that plays back-to-back for the second straight night. What's the biggest challenge? You know, if you're in their shoes or if you were in Florida's or like you'll be St. Louis, Dallas at the end of the week, what's the biggest challenge for that second game?
You know, obviously the team, you know, that hasn't played the night before is going to be a little bit more fresh. But at the same time, you know, as we saw, I think when we played St. Louis a few weeks ago, you know, that team comes in and sometimes you play that simple style road game. And, you know, if you're not ready to go right off the bat, you kind of just carry some momentum from the night before right into that game. And I don't know if it's just because that, you know, that you're on a back-to-back that you have to play the right way and play smart, but that's usually what teams tend to do. So in our situation tonight, I mean, we want to come out, have a really hard start and play fast, you know, pretty similar to the way we played in the last couple of games where we really didn't give teams, you know, any free opportunities, anything like that, and really tried to just use our speed and grind throughout the entire game. And, you know, that's where I think if you can play that style, I think last game we had almost 10 minutes of zone time after the second period, O-zone time, and that really wears down that opposing team. So those are the things you want to do and just play a smart, hard game and jump on them early. And that's sort of the keys to playing against a team that's coming in on a back-to-back.